Usually when you think about an election, you probably picture a target. The voters are the bullseye, and the politicians are, they're trying to shoot their arrows right into the center to win you over.
Right, exactly. You aim for the voters, you hit the mark, and you win.
But what if, instead of aiming for a target, a politician just shoots an arrow into a totally blank wall? And then they walk up and paint the bullseye around exactly where it landed.
Yeah, that completely flips the script. I mean, instead of the voters choosing the politician is actually choosing the voters.
And today, the tools they use to paint those bullseyes have evolved from, like, quill pens to surgical algorithms. Okay, let's unpack this. Because our mission for this deep dive is to decode this complex architecture of political cartography and really uncover how map making directly impacts your vote.
Definitely. It is a high stakes intersection of law, math, and strategy. And really, the core principle at stake here is just one person, one vote.
Which sounds super simple. But to understand how map making became this modern weapon, we really have to look at its origins because we all know the 1812 salamander-shaped map from Elbridge Gerry, right?
Sure, the classic gerrymander.
Right, but Patrick Henry actually invented the tactic way back in 1788. He deliberately redrew a district specifically to try and block James Madison from getting into Congress.
Wow, yeah. And what's fascinating here is how the mechanics have evolved since those parchment days.
Yeah.
Because today, map making relies on these incredibly sophisticated algorithmic simulations.
Like computers basically doing the heavy lifting.
Exactly. They allow for absolute surgical manipulation of the electorate. It's gotten so precise that we're seeing frantic mid-decade redistricting, like what Texas did in 2025.
Wait, just right in the middle of a cycle?
Right in the middle. They redrew everything just to offset potential partisan losses in completely different states.
Unbelievable. And because the technology became so precise, the legal battles really intensified until the Supreme Court changed the rules entirely. And I want to explicitly state here that for this deep dive, we remain entirely impartial. We are simply reporting the source facts.
Absolutely. And those facts point to the pivotal 2019 Ruscio decision. The court essentially declared partisan gerrymandering beyond the reach of federal courts.
Which is wild, because that created this sort of legal vacuum, right? Like this partisan defense.
Yes, exactly. You see this in the 2025 Louisiana v. Kelly case. Map makers explicitly claim political motives to defend against racial discrimination lawsuits.
So they're literally saying, hey, we didn't discriminate based on race. We just discriminated because they vote for the other party.
That is exactly the defense, yeah.
Yeah.
Because political discrimination is legally shielded now.
That is such a huge contrast to public opinion. I mean, 75% of Americans want this banned outright. But then you have about 6% of the public, alongside groups like the Heritage Foundation, arguing that humans are inherently political.
Right. So their view is that you can't ever truly sanitize the process.
Exactly. They argue that unilateral disarmament by one party is basically a moral crime against its own voters. But if the federal courts won't define fairness, can we actually measure fairness objectively, or is it all just opinion? Here's where it gets really interesting.
It does, because mathematicians and citizens are stepping in. They use metrics like the efficiency gap, which calculates what we call wasted votes.
Okay, wait, let me make sure I get this. A wasted vote isn't just a vote for the losing candidate, right? It's also any vote for the winning candidate beyond the 50% plus one they actually needed to win the seat.
You nailed it. So winning a district in a massive 80% landslide is actually a mathematical failure for a political party. And politicians unofficially inflate those wasted votes for their opponent.
Right. By packing them all into one single district or cracking them across several districts so they always lose at like 49%.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this math empowers real structural solutions like Michigan's Independent Citizens Commission, which use these exact principles to remove politicians from the map making process entirely.
Though that had trade-offs, like splitting more traditional county lines to balance the power.
Yeah.
So you get a fairer map politically, but you might end up in a different district than your neighbor.
True. Nothing is perfect.
So what does this all mean? Ultimately, it dictates the core reality of your representation. It determines whether you get to choose your politicians or your politicians get to choose you.
And that leaves us with a really profound question to mull over before casting your next ballot. What if the ultimate solution isn't trying to draw fairer lines, but abandoning single-member districts entirely in favor of an AI-generated Rawlsian default map?
Meaning an algorithm that builds districts blindly, a purely neutral baseline. Totally untouched by human hands. That is definitely something to think about.